guys. Welcome. We're back for another episode of Behind the Science. I'm here today as the host, co-host. I'm going first. It's not normal. It feels unnatural. But anyway, I'm Liz, one of your hosts of Behind the Science, as you know by now. And I'm here with my favorite co-host, Dad.
Joe. The other guy.
You guys don't call him Dad. I do. I call him Dad. You call him Joe. That's important.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's a really exciting episode. We're talking with a group of people, so it's a little outside of the norm, but the subject is so cool and so important. We're kind of deep diving today. It's all about ISA Expo, which we have told you guys about. Like, did you hear that I just said use guys?
Use guys. I like it. So you get a little
Boston. I mean to. Yeah.
Use guys need to go to the expo.
How embarrassing. We've told you guys about ISA Expo so many times. And, you know, it's interesting because when you think ISA Expo, a lot of times you just think trade show or education, and kind of like you have to come up with your own networking by talking to people on the trade show floor. But what you don't know is they have programs that are specific for networking. Like today we're talking about one called ISA Install, and it is such a cool program. It's, national meets local installer, kind of I've been corrected. It's not speed dating, but it is speed dating style.
Yep. No, we're not going to make any jokes about speed dating anymore.
We're not.
Nope.
We're not. No. It's like a one-on-one event where local companies get to meet with national companies and make those relationships and network. And, that's rad and also so good for your business and such a great, like, don't you wish you had that?
I wish I had that when I was could coordinating you imagine installs what all over the country.
Right. Like that just would have been such a game
changer. It would
have
saved me a lot of heartache. That's for sure. And I would still have a full head of hair too, maybe.
And to talk about this topic today, your hair was gone long before ScienTech. And to talk about the topic today, who do we have, Joe?
We have Tabitha Bowen. She is the member programs manager at ISA and is the coordinator for ISA Install. We have Matt DeSalvatore.
DeSalvatore.
Yeah. I knew. It's the Italian.
It's the Italian in you. I know. It's DeSalvatore.
Matt DeSalvatore. He's the second generation, but president and COO of Creative Signs out of Opaca, Florida. Great guy, super knowledgeable in the sign business. And so you're going to enjoy listening to him. And then we're really lucky to have Betsy Swan. She's the executive director of client development at Allen Industries, massive national company.
Huge.
So
yeah.
She imparts a lot of wisdom. So I'm excited about talking with them. Also, Liz, we are going to ISA, you and I, as influencers, which, as you know, I have no idea really what it means to be an influencer,
but
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's very cute. Yeah. But, yeah. I'm actually just going to let you struggle through it, though.
I'm just going to walk around ISA smiling, shaking hands, giving hugs, and giving out really cool behind the sign stickers. But
and then saying, have I influenced you?
Yeah. I'm an influencer.
You've been influenced.
Yes. But also in the show notes, just so you know, we are going to be putting, all kinds of links from the show, and you'll hear about that in a few minutes. But we have a promo code behind the sign. So when you go to signexpo.org and you sign up, you get free passes to the show. So make sure you use behind the signs, all one word. I don't know if it needs to be caps, but all one word. And that'll get you into the show for free. So. And I think before we get started, let's just take a minute to thank our sponsors. As always, we are so grateful for the support of our sponsors at Inktavo. Inktavo, so many products. So if you're looking for any type of software product to help with production management, online stores, graphics management, of course, they bring you SignTracker, Printavo, Clarity for all your project management needs, and Order My Gear and Inksoft for online stores and merch. So anyway, go check out Inktavo.com to learn about all their products.
So we're going to thank our friends at Sign Builder Illustrated. If you guys haven't already, check out our column in the magazine every month, Behind the Science. You can check that out online at signshop.com.
Yes.
Did I do it?
You did it.
Oh my God, I did it. Signshop.com. Okay. And then what I always confuse it with, and I think just the most important, as we've already talked about, but ISA,
like so many resources.
Our friends at ISA, they're so, yeah, just check them out. Science.org. You see why I always get this messed up?
It's yeah,
just,
I can see that. I'll give it to you.
Anyway, so science.org. Check out ISA. Hi to our friends at ISA. The whole episode is with you guys. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking to you, but.
All right. All right. Well, let's, this is going to be, well, and also we're here because we're here because of you and the behind the science.
You know,
community.
I was going to tell them that in the podcast that you just really do love everyone in this community.
I do.
Yeah.
I love the sign business.
I know you do. Emphasis on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. It's given us a good life. No,
I'm very appreciative for our community and I like you guys a whole lot.
All right. Let's kick off the show. Super exciting. Lots of knowledge. You're going to love it and learn a lot. And we'll see you at ISA. Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Signs. We have a bunch of special guests on today. Liz, I'll let you do the honors.
Oh,
as long as I can introduce Matt so I can pronounce everything wrong.
Sure. So we are going to let you guys do a little bit of introducing yourselves just because we want to get everything right and they want to hear it from you. They don't want to hear it from us anymore. Anyway, but I want to introduce Tabitha Bowen, Matt DeSalvatore, and Betsy Swan. I took it away from you. I said it anyway. I know. Anyway, we are very excited to have you guys on to talk about this really awesome topic. As a broker, like owner of a brokering company, this topic is actually very, very interesting to me. And I think super helpful to a lot of people in our Behind the Signs community. So we're really excited to talk to you all about the ISA install event at ISA Expo. But before we really dig into that, I'm going to let you all kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, awesome. I'm Matt DeSalvatore. We're out of Apopka, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando, Florida. So right where ISA Expo is going to be held. And our business is Creative Signs Incorporated. We've been in business for 45 years. Last month was 45 years. Second generation. My folks started Creative Signs back in 1981. We always say that they had five kids for cheap labor, and I'm one of those five kids. I work with my mom and dad still to this day and three of my four siblings, and we are a local installer. We do installs for national sign companies here in the Central Florida area. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, we're excited to talk to you. Really quick, do you do fabricating too, or just mostly focus on installs?
Mostly installs, yeah. So we do work for local retail shops, you know, and we'll subcontract fabrication work. We do have like a print shop. So we have vinyl plotters and printers and that type of thing. We actually used to be a full manufacturing shop. We had a 6x12 router table and channel letter bender and ES shop, but we decided we're much better at installation and we focus on that. So
good deal. All right. Betsy, we'll pick on the sign folks first.
Thanks, Joe. I'm Betsy Swan. I'm with Allen Industries out of Greensboro, North Carolina, which is their headquarters. We have six manufacturing plants located across the United States, which helps us kind of share the wealth with everyone. We are focused as a national sign company. And between Matt and I, we've both been on the board of directors with ISA, and it's an honor to be here to be able to talk about the install networking. I've been with Allen Industries for over 25 years, and I've been with ISA almost as long. And it's just a great experience to be able to talk and let you know what we know.
And Tabitha, last but not least.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on today, all of us. I'm Tabitha Bowen. I am the member program manager for International Sign Association. Those who don't know, International Sign Association brings to Orlando or Vegas every other year the International Sign Expo. I am new to the association world. I've been with ISA for 2.5 years, but I'm not necessarily new to the sign industry. I have about 15 years of background with the sign industry, having worked for my husband's family business. At ISA, I focus on connecting our members with different benefits that could offer them business solutions, and one of them being the International Sign Association's ISA install event. And that event is what we're going to be talking to you about today.
Excellent. Well, I'm super excited to learn about this. I know last year at ISA, Liz and I had the opportunity to do an interview on the main stage with Sapna. Yes, yes. And Wendy Graves with Women in Signs, et cetera. So it was really good, like, to see all the educational opportunities. And it's just exciting to learn how much ISA supports sign shops. And Liz and I, almost at every podcast, we really encourage people to join ISA and or their local sign association. And it's programs like this that just help everyone do better business. That's for sure.
But I also think that, you know, it's really important. It can feel overwhelming when you go to ISA Expo. It's huge. I've been to a lot of sign expos around the world, and this one is just, there's so much going on, especially when you start digging into like the education and then events like ISA Install. So I think the biggest thing for today is telling people about it, that it exists, and that it's something that's not, it's not just going to a trade show. There's so many other things to do that can help you really grow your business. So for everyone that doesn't know, first, the brief introduction to this is ISA Install is kind of like a speed dating, one-on-one networking event for local sign companies that do installs and national sign companies that need installers. So you kind of bring them into the same room so they can network. And then, yeah, so
I have a very important question. Are there any stories out of, you know, speed dating? Did anybody meet their soulmate?
I have a story to share. I don't think anyone has found necessarily love at the ISA install event. However, I was at one of our affiliate associations this past summer and met a sign company that he met his wife at the expo like 20 some years ago, and her father owned a sign company, and they met and they got married. So I thought that was
pretty unique. So I knew it.
You just made his day. Like, I'm so mad that you made his day, Joe, but you made his day.
Joe, I love the fact that you guys went over this and she vetoed it and that you still did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, you have no idea. Elizabeth vetoes everything I want to do. No.
It's my favorite phrase when we're talking and planning, just hard no.
Mm-mm, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. I actually for Christmas bought her a hard no baseball hat.
Nice. We got to have those brake pedals in our lives, right? If we're the gas pedal and that's all we have, right? But my wife is going to watch this, so I do want to be clear. This is not a speed dating thing. We are getting business out of this.
I'm not trying to do sign gal, sign girl hookups. All right. Well, that's good. All right. So, but I was just intrigued learning about this because, you know, like Elizabeth, I also had a lot of experience hiring subcontractors. My company was a national sign company. So it's just, there's the issues that come up. So it's exciting to see that there's a program like this that ISA sponsors. So Tabitha, why don't you, like Liz said.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about ISA Install and how it works and why you guys thought of it and why it was designed.
Yeah, so ISA Install consists of three different events. We have ISA Install Signs and Service, and that is where we're connecting to the national sign companies with local installers that are particularly well-versed and have the capabilities and the equipment to do your traditional outdoor business ID signs, your electrical signs. And then because of demand and actually members communicating, we expanded it to ISA Install Wide Format Graphics. And that's where nationals are looking for installers that may be certified in the graphic space, soft graphics, interior pieces, ADA pieces. And sometimes sign companies don't hold both disciplines and both capabilities for subcontract work. And then sometimes they do. So we've separated those two events out. And then finally, we introduced 2 years ago the ISA Install Mix and Mingle. And this is a casual networking hour. So you're not necessarily meeting one-on-one with 5-minute meetings that are scheduled, but just free flowing, being able to move freely within the room to meet with the national sign companies that are also participating in signs and service and wide format graphics. The reason we brought it to the market is because we had conversations. There was members both on the national side and the local side saying, we need a space to meet. And ISA saw the opportunity to be that conduit.
I think that that's such a powerful statement too. And like you said it so nonchalantly, but you listened. And I think people, when they think of ISA, not just ISA Expo, but ISA as a group, they think it's so big and untouchable, and that's not the case at all. It's actually not a huge team in there. From my experience, you're so responsive. Everyone that works on the ISA board is so responsive and wants to help you and wants to be involved. So it's such a great resource that you guys have created.
Yeah. And the support that you give to the local sign associates. I mean, TSA is great. Liz and I are going to a TSA party next week. All the support you guys give to, you know, all the different organizations are great. But, you know, the install national, you know, sign companies using local sign companies and all that. Behind the Signs, as you know, I think most of you have already visited the Behind the Signs community on Facebook, and lots of conversations come up in that community about a billion different topics, it seems. But a couple of weeks ago, there was a pretty long thread in there talking about this, you know, issue with doing installs for nationals. And most of it was very positive, but it feels like some of the things that came up in the conversation were around communication. You know, like sometimes, you know, a couple of the folks in there said, sometimes we'll get a statement of work, and there'll be details for a project, and then something will change in the field, and the scope changes, and sometimes there's a communication breakdown. And then, you know, there was some discussion around payments and that kind of stuff, getting paid. And I feel like, well, I guess I should ask you, and we can start, Matt, from a local point of view, how do you feel this program has helped sort of eliminate some of the guesswork, and because you're building stronger relationships?
Yeah, so I think this goes both ways for locals and nationals. Is this event is going to be the cream of the crop of both nationals and local installers that are going to be at it. Like the nationals that, because not all nationals are created equal, right? Like in the post, there's a broad brush that is painted and it just puts all nationals in one category, but they're not all in one category, right? There's great nationals to work with, and then there's okay nationals to work with, and then there's nationals that I don't want to talk to, right? As a local installer, because of some of the issues that you talked about, right? You might not get paid. They issue a PO, and then on the backside, you might not get paid, or might not get paid as quickly as you want. So what I will say is that nationals that are showing up for ISA Expo in general, like, they're going to be the better nationals, because if they're investing in their employees coming to an event like this, that shows that they care. They're trying to be involved in the association, in the industry. And then if they're going to put the resources to not only show up to learn and make connections and buy equipment, but also communicate with locals and build relationship with locals to go to this event, because it does, Betsy's got to send an extra one or two people to Expo just to go to this event. So the nationals that are willing to do that are the nationals that I want to work with, by and large. So the ones that we're sitting down at the table, it's like ISA has already been the curator of the nationals that I want to work with, and they have them all in the same room waiting there for me to sit down and talk to. So they've already done the guesswork for me of trying to figure out, is this a good national or is it not? I know if they're in the room that they're going to be the better nationals.
Betsy, on your side, you know, being someone that owned a national sign company, and we did a lot of local work too, but we did a lot of national rollouts and, you know, brand change outs, all the stuff that nationals do. How is it, do you feel that this program has, because your customer service is relying on these local subcontractors to install correctly. I mean, you know, there's a lot on the line when you hire a local shop. How do you feel the program's helped in that regard for Allen Industries?
Exponentially. It's unreal. Tabitha knows I started back when we first started the install networking. And over the years, it has just improved so much, especially with the speed dating. It gives us that chance to do the one-on-one, and it does help. And Matt's right. I send the install manager along with an install coordinator, and then both the director of operations and myself are backup for them so that we're all in the room in case anybody has any questions. It's also a way for us to really sit down and talk, although in a very short time period, to cover any problems that we may be having with the current ones that we already know, or to correct or to congratulate and say, hey, great job. We want to keep on doing business with you. And then to connect with new ones, as we're all trying to do, because as times change, companies come and go. And it's difficult to find installers out in some areas. And ISA has helped us really a lot in that area. So is it a good idea? It's a super idea.
Yeah, that's great. I remember when we would keep a giant spreadsheet on our server, right? This is pre SaaS product. We kept a giant spreadsheet and we would rank our subcontractors, our local subcontractors, 1 to 5, you know, 5 being the best, 1 being absolutely never use them again. And it was sad how many ones there were. You know, it's like, because we're going to go install your channel letter sign for your customer, and then 3 days later you finally get a return phone call, and it's stressful. It's very stressful. So it's great.
I wish I could say that has changed a lot, but I'm literally looking at a post-it on my monitor that says "Do not use blah 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 sign."
hopefully this program helps eliminate that.
I get it, and we're not a national. We're not considered a national sign company in the sense that most people think of it. So we're not the company that's doing Valeros or a large chain like that. We do very custom, but we do a lot of ADA projects, and we have a developer that builds in multiple states. So in essence, it is similar to a national sign company. Yeah, where we're having to find local installers, especially now with sales tax laws being what they are. We won't go into that nerdy level, although, God, I would love to. That is like 3 episodes in itself. The hardest part is finding quality installers, that not just quality in the work that they do. That's not that hard. Quality in their communication, quality in their billing processes, like just quality. So Tabitha, I'm going to turn to you and ask, this is what I would wonder. Is there a qualification process or requirements for participants to join this program on both sides so that both parties are, they're making sure that they're more assured that they're making trusted connections, vetted connections at ISA Install?
Liz, I have to echo similar to what Matt said. So if a local sign company is willing to come to the show and spend $5.99 to participate in this event, I think it's pretty well to, believe that they're an invested sign company, that this is a true part of their business plan. You're not just like, I might dabble in doing installs for another company. No, this is something that's truly something they focus on. In addition, they complete profiles. And although we don't have a vetting process to say, there is a approval process and making sure that they are a installer in all the quick checks that we can do. They, for instance, if you're participating in the Science and Service event, they should have a bucket truck, and they are saying that they have a COI. We're checking their website real quickly, because we don't want to necessarily put maybe a plastic vendor in front of Betsy. She does invest time with her people coming, so she wants to be making sure that she's sitting down across the table from a true local that is doing subcontractor work in this field. And then the national sign companies, like Matt mentioned, they are traditionally, I would say 90-99% of the participants on the national side are ISA members. They are truly invested in the learning, in the advocacy, and all the other benefits that ISA has to offer.
I'm going to kind of turn the table a little bit and say, as a local vendor, how has participating in this program helped your business? And like, do you feel it's helped your national install work go smoother, or
just the return on investment?
Yeah. You know, yeah. The ROI for that level of investment. For some companies, that's a big level of investment. So
yeah, you might want to edit this part out, at least the beginning of it. But I tell every meeting that we have after one of these, I tell Tabitha, $599 is not enough. Like, you do not charge enough for this event, because literally one job I get pays for this event.
But for some companies, they don't understand that. So hearing it, I think, is really important for some of the newer sign companies that maybe have a smaller team. That seems like a large investment. So hearing that, oh, yeah, it might be a large investment, but if they're saying it's, no, it's like, you're good. Like, then that's important to hear.
Sure. Yeah. 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 $599. Like I said, it is a no brainer. If I make one connection with a new national that I'm not currently doing work with, and I start doing work with them, then it's so good for me. And then as far as like, so I have been to every install event since they've been doing them, and I continue to pay time after time, because even if I don't get sat down with a new national, I do get to sit down with all the nationals that I'm currently doing work with. And my first question for them is, how are we doing? How is my team doing? Are my project managers communicating? Do we have any jobs right now that are problem children? We're in Florida, right? Permitting in Florida post-COVID, I mean, pre-COVID, it was difficult. Post-COVID, it has been an absolute nightmare.
It is the bane of my existence, actually. Like, the four projects I've done in Florida, I'm like, these guys, this is, and I permit in Houston. So like, it's a lot.
Yeah. So sitting down and having conversations with them of like, what jobs do we have going on right now? How can I help with those ones? Have we had any issues that we can help iron out? And then also, like, we might add new services, right? Like, so I was thinking about this the other day. We now do mid-rise and high-rise swing stage installs at Creative Signs, right? Like, I only get a crack at a few of them a year, but my guys love doing those installs. And not all of the nationals know that we do that stuff, right? I told one of them at this event that, hey, we do high-rise installs and we can do swing stage installs. And they're like, we've been flying guys from Tennessee to Orlando to do swing stage installs, and we could have been using you. Thank you so much for letting me know. And then also, I mean, geographical expansion, right? I mean, I've got in the plans that Creative Signs is going to be moving to other cities in Florida and opening up new locations. And when that does happen, this is the best format for me to sit down with all of the nationals and say, oh, by the way, did you know that Creative Signs is now in the Florida Panhandle? Or not, by the way, but it will be one day. And that's also another thing, right? Like, where do I expand to next as a business? I get the opportunity to sit down with 15 to 20 nationals on this day, and I can ask them all the same question. Where is your biggest geographical pain point in the state of Florida? And if I'm overwhelmingly hearing the Panhandle from every one of them, guess where my next location is going to be? The Panhandle. So
you kind of answered my next question, was, is it beneficial to participate year after year, which you very clearly answered. So, but I do kind of want to go back and kind of twist this question a little bit. So you were in, it's a generational company. So you were in business before this event was an event. So I'd imagine you were doing install for national companies prior to this event. Would you say that this event helped increase the quality of the projects you were doing, for whether it was increase the national companies you were like increase the quality of the national company you're working with, or the making the process go smoother so it was more profitable for both of you?
Yeah, I would say both. So we, first of all, historically, 45 years ago when my parents started the business, my dad was a hand sign painter. He was not doing electrical signs. He had 10 guys in the shop that were all coating out 4x8s and hand painting them and then hand lettering trucks. It wasn't until my brother got out of the Navy that we started doing electrical signs, because he had electrical experience in the Navy and he was able to get his ES license through that. So we were actually still pretty new to doing installs for national sign companies when the event came about. So we had good processes and procedures and communication. So we had good reputation with the nationals that we were working with, but we were kind of like a pretty well-kept secret in Central Florida. And it wasn't until we went to this event that we really exploded. And now the majority of my business is with National Sign Company. And the great part about that is being able to expand geographically, because I have the same customers that I'm dealing with over and over and over again, and they have national work. Like I joke about it sometimes, but I tell people I could acquire a sign shop in Seattle, Washington, and have work tomorrow because of the relationships that I've built with nationals. So it's a great model to have, because I'm not trying to find new customers in geographical locations. I'm working with the same people that I'm already working with and that I have years of relationship with. And then as far as the communication side, Liz, I mean, being able to talk to them, and like, we're not perfect, right? We make mistakes. And being able to have a face-to-face with them, if I had to pay the money to travel around to meet all of the project managers at every national sign company, I mean, I would probably do it still, but it's way cheaper for me to do at this event. And I don't get to meet all of the project managers, but Tabitha's actually got another program that she's starting here that gives an opportunity for that, for me to meet more project managers. So I hope that answers your question.
I have to jump in one moment real quick. Matt said that he might not be meeting with all of the nationals, and there might be a new national in the room, although, you know, he's really has an expansive list of who he works with. But that extensive profile that Creative Signs is completing, those profiles and all that information for every single local that participates in this event go to the national sign companies. So they're able to upload that into their CRM systems and have, maybe I didn't get to meet with Matt, but I know he participated in ISA install. And on the flip side, Matt is getting the contact information from those nationals, so he can do follow-up phone calls once he returns back to his office. So
that's Betsy, this is
one of the questions.
This has got to just make your life so much easier, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to go down to. It's like woman to woman, finding a subcontractor is a beast when you're not in that state and you just have to trust blindly. So do you think that this program has helped you? Well, now, you know, with what Tabitha said, having that vetted list of vendors, has that helped? How has that helped you as a national company?
I mean, I go back and show, you were laughing about using a spreadsheet. I had a notebook with all my vendors and installers in it. And next to it would be stars, if I like them or not. And I knew I could use them. I did that state by state by state. And they became my go-to people. But, you know, that led into us vetting installers. But Liz, yes, this whole event has made it so much easier. Instead of picking up the phone to call, I know already who I can reach out to after meeting with them. And that's what's so wonderful about it. And Matt has a good point. I mean, I agree. $5.99 is cheap because not only for him does it benefits us as nationals. We learn all the new people. We're able to connect. We're able to sit down and talk. And by having the information already set up by ISA, we know what they have, the equipment, and how we can use them. Yeah. Do I need a guy with a pickup truck and a ladder? Not really. But I can certainly use a guy. Swing setup, Matt, you and I need to talk if the guys don't already know it. Okay. Because that's a super thing for Florida. And
I got the rest of the day free.
Okay. And also, I need to talk to you about the panhandle. Okay. it really is. This is how we connect and to be able to talk to another. There's so many installers that when I go back year after year, I run into them. It's exciting to see them. And I do the same thing that Matt asks. I say, are we doing okay? Are we treating you well? Are you getting paid on time? Is there anything that we need to talk about that will help you in the information? And I laughed. I think one of the most important thing is that as a national, we think that the locals are just there waiting on us. And instead, they have other customers along with us. So we appreciate every time we have a local sign company that says, I'll fit you in. Not a problem. Yeah, I think we started with a table of 20 nationals. And we've grown to how many now, Tabitha?
Last year we had 45 nationals in our 2025 event.
That's saying a lot in the how it's grown and how we appreciate it as nationals. Because how do you find an installer in the city of, in central Nebraska?
Preach. You know, how?
This is like, okay, you know, you can search everywhere, but it's by word of mouth. That's another way is that I Matt may have run into somebody in Nebraska that's doing installs. Matt, please don't start a shop in Nebraska, okay?
Too much snow. Florida trucks couldn't handle Nebraska anyway.
He may know somebody who can then say, hey, try this guy. And that helps too. It's that cross communication that we get from our locals and the communication that we try and build strong relationships on.
So as a follow-up to, like, after the event happens, and Tabitha, I guess this is a good question for you, is how do the sign companies keep the conversation going after the expo? I think you had mentioned there's some different networking opportunities. And so how does all that work, or what's available?
Right. So for the ISA install event, we survey our attendees, and some of the information that we receive back is, you know, how can we have continued conversations? How can we continue to collaborate? And I think everything that we've been saying here today is, you know, trusted partners, reliable partners, clear communication is really, really important. So, and Liz, I mentioned earlier, we listen. So we have committees that are in all different aspects at the association. And we have a committee, it's National and Local Sign Company Committee, that discuss that topic that came up on the survey. And we continue to dig into it. And it's like, what does that really look like? And so we developed a program that we launched in the fall of 2025 that's called Straight Talk. And it's between nationals and locals. And so in that first event, we had a project manager from a national sign company and a local sign company owner that just sat and talked through some different perspectives. And it's a way for them to have an open space to talk about maybe some of the concerns that they're seeing on each side. And what we found out is that both the local and the national, what they truly value most in collaborating with one another are identical. They both really value clear communication, being fair with their expectations, And so from there, we decided to continue to have Straight Talk throughout 2026. And we're looking forward to communicating that out and making that available to not just those who participate in ISA install, but anyone that would be interested in being part of that conversation.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that helps it become so much more tangible for people that maybe can't make the trip to Vegas or Orlando. Although I will say, and I've said before, if you're going to make a trip, go to the Orlando one. I'm a big Disney fan, so this
No. Let me explain something. There's big Disney fans, then there's people that need therapy about Disneyland. No. Elizabeth has definitely crossed
There's
the line.
People that use Disneyland as therapy.
Liz, my 10-month-old daughter, my wife has a season pass to Disney because it's only about 30 minutes from our house. And my 10-month-old daughter has been to Disney more times in her lifetime than I have. Because my wife takes her like 3-4 times a week. They do like Winnie the Pooh photo shoots. She has like all of the outfits for every princess. Like it's pretty incredible.
Living the dream, man.
I mean, Matt.
I do want to say one thing about Straight Talk that Tabitha was talking about, because I got the opportunity to moderate that. I guess I was the moderator of MC. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. But it was so cool because you had project managers from nationals meeting with local installers. And it was the first topic that we did was a day in the life of a national project manager and a day in the life of a local installer. And they got to share for about 15 minutes apiece. Here's what I go through day to day. Here's what I go through day to day. And then there was like a Q&A. And then we broke off into groups afterward and just talked. And I can't tell you, like, it was so cool to see the conversations that transpired because of that. There was one of the things that was brought up as a local installer that is a pain point is when a project manager from a national says, yep, we're on the schedule, green light, go ahead and run out to this quick service restaurant tomorrow and install all the channel letters, install the whole package, everything. It's all ready to go. GC said it's good. Permits are good. You have product in hand. So green light, go. And then the next morning, the local installer gets an email at 6 a.m. from the, or maybe even worse, 9 a.m. when the guys are already on the road, but not quite at the job site, and says, oh, the GC told me that they're pouring asphalt. You're not going to be able to do the work, but I'm good, right? Because I stopped you before you got to the site. And they don't know what they don't know. But the local installer explained, well, actually, I had guys working 3 hours the night before or the day before loading up the trailer and getting all the product on the trailer. And then the guys are driving an hour to the site to get set up and everything. So when you call at 9 o'clock and we're not quite at the site yet, there's already hours of work that have gone into this. So when I do a trip charge for it, the project manager is thinking, oh, well, they're just getting one over on me, but they didn't realize the work. And the project manager that was in the group was like, I had no idea that you guys loaded up the trailers the day before the install. And no, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. The project managers, you don't realize how many crates go into a job. It's just like, oh yeah, they do have to do that. Those are all of the stuff. If you've never done it before, you don't know. And the same is true for local installers. We don't know all of the headaches and problems that it causes when we do run into an issue on site and we don't call the PM immediately to be their eyes and ears on the, so these groups, like this was what was going on, Liz, is like, The locals were feeling so seen and heard. We were like, oh, this is wonderful. Like, can we just have a big group hug? And the project managers from the nationals were like, yes, like, this is so awesome that you guys can understand how we feel when this stuff happens. So it's Straight Talk. I cannot promote it enough. It's really, really awesome. I can't wait to see what else.
Like, as a person that's been on both sides of that, wow. I don't know how you just articulated like every single issue. So so well.
It's just what I experienced at the first Straight Talk event.
That's amazing.
And Liz, on the flip side, we were able to expand on how the project managers aren't just sitting waiting for that local to call, and that they're juggling maybe 50 other things. And your crisis is a crisis, but maybe on the priority list of crises, it's three on the list.
Yeah, you're not a level 5 fire yet. Like, we got to go in order. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing and a great opportunity to get a perspective that you don't necessarily have. I will say, like, you know, my PM, she is wonderful, but she is a PM, and she's a PM that's never built a sign and never installed a sign. So I've preached to her the hardships of these things, but so she knows a little bit better. But yeah, I guess as a PM who has never physically done that work, you wouldn't know that there's so much time involved prior to being on site. And then as a local in the field who's installing the sign and solving problems, you don't understand how much I need, you know, as a PM, need that communication to communicate to my partner before I hit them with a change order that's significant, you know. So yeah, absolutely. That sounds like such a valuable event for everyone involved. Amazing.
Before we get to this very last section, because you guys have been gracious and been with us for a while, I just wanted to do one thing, because while we were talking, ISA has asked Liz and I, since we're going to be influencers at the show, which I'm still trying to figure out what exactly
he
that
doesn't
means,
know what influencer means, and it's really fun.
I'm just trying to be an influential person. But I say that we had to make commercials. I've had to make two so far. Liz and I did one together. So They're a little harder than you would think, but we made two. But since we had to make commercials for ISA, we're going to wrap this up with three quick commercials, right? So we'll start with you, Matt. If you were making a 30-second soundbite commercial, what would you say to local sign shops about getting involved in the ISA install program?
I would encourage, I would influence local sign installers to get involved with the ISA install event, because it gets all, if you do work for national sign companies, it gets all of them in the room for you. It literally gets all of your clientele, your prospective clients in a room that you get to go around, and within an hour and a half-ish, you get to go and meet 20 or so of them. And then you get a full list of all of the ones that you didn't get to meet with, so that you can reach out to them afterward. So $599 for that one job from one of those is my return on investment. And I will continue to go year after year every time that they have it, because it's such a great value.
Excellent. Good job. And I think you did it probably in under 30 seconds. I did watch all those videos on the website yesterday too. One of the local installers said he walked away from the event with a $10,000 project. So there you go. Well worth the investment. Okay, Betsy, same question. But you know, I mean, I think it's pretty, it's pretty easy for a national company to listen to this today and figure out this is a no-brainer for them. But what would you say to the local sign shop from a national perspective, encouraging them to get involved in the program?
I think that's a very valid question, Joe. And like Matt, I would literally influence any new local sign company that has not visited ISA, has not been to the expo, has not experienced our installing networking events, that they need to at least come. You know, we can get them into the show for free. And right. If nothing else, they're going to meet other people, but the install networking is going to get them business. And it's the quickest way to get them business from national companies, because we're always looking. We're seeking for installers. Vested, vetted, and appropriate, we'll use it that way, that have, you know, all the correct licenses and OSHA regulation basis, so that we know that we're going with somebody that's reputable. It makes a huge difference. And if you want business, you need to come. That's the easiest way I can say it. It's always been a great drawing card, and it's been a very good dance card for us. I'll put it that way, because their card always gets filled up. So, yes, I say it's a major plus.
Commercial. We could have played that one at the Super Bowl.
And then, Tabitha, I think, you know, Matt and Betsy have done such a great job of taking this from a sign company perspective and really selling it that way. So what I'm going to ask for you, for your 30-second commercial, how do people sign up for this? How do they get involved? How do they do it?
If you're looking to participate in this year's event, which is going to be happening at ISA Sign Expo in Orlando, you can join register for the event by visiting signexpo.org/ISA-install. And in there, you'll be able to register. And I do encourage that you sign up right away, because it is first come, first serve.
Excellent. And we will have that link in the notes below. So you can just click the link, or you can just go to isaexpo.org/sign-install, right? Did I get it right? Anyway, but find the link below, sign up. It sounds like a really great event. And before we go, I do want to ask Tabitha one more question. And that is, what's the inside scoop? Is there anything else coming down the pipeline? Any other programs that we should know about?
Oh, there's so much I could be on for another hour. I want to encourage all of our education courses that we're going to be having at Sign Expo, especially geared to project managers, those who are listening on the national side, and also for local sign companies. Really fun stuff. One of the courses that we're going to have is named What Local Sign Companies Want Nationals to Know.
Yeah, it's going to be a spicy class. I like it.
Well-attended, I'm sure. And just all of the different offerings that are going to be happening right on the show floor. A lot of fun attendee experiences happening this year. But if you aren't able to attend the show, looking ahead, we also have the Straight Talk conversations that Matt and I were talking about, and those will be launching throughout 2026.
Amazing. Excellent.
Yeah. Tabitha, Matt, Betsy, we appreciate you guys coming on and talking about this program. Looking forward to meeting you all in person at ISA. We will definitely be there. So
influencing people.
Yeah, we're going to be influencing people. Mm-hmm. Not sure what that means, but
Joe, you have passion about the industry. And I can tell when you talk about your purpose, like I got a little emotional. Like you can tell that you genuinely care. You want to help those smaller sign shops and sign shops in general. So you are an influencer.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I do. I do love this industry. I feel like I always joke around. And people say, "How did you get into the sign business?" I say, "Well, I was praying one day and I asked God, show me a sign." Very, very funny. And here
that's
I am.
A good Italian joke. Yes.
Very good. You know, Italian joke.
30 years later and I'm still in the industry. So, well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. We're excited about meeting you in person, and everybody, please go to the ISA Expo. We'll have coupon codes in the notes and links to signing up for the install program. So we'll see you at ISA 2026, Orlando, Florida, April 8th through 10th. Woo-hoo.